September 10th, 2016, Hollow Nine was boots on the ground at Inked Out New Jersey, a premier East Coast tattoo convention. It was there that Dave the Clone ran into Christina, owner and proprietor of Chief Low Apparel. After several rounds of back and forth over various social media texts and emails, I was able to sit down with Christina just to kind of find out what her story is. I'm going to go ahead and apologize up front for the audio quality of this episode. And for all of you up-and-coming podcasters out there, a word to the wise. If you have to meet in a public place to do an interview, don't pick a world-famous coffee stop whose name rhymes with Jar Trucks. It just doesn't work. It's a bad idea all around. Great coffee, great food, not a good place to conduct an interview. That said, Christine is the kind of person that you will make the interview work because she's just a blast to talk to. So if you don't know what Chief Low is, you're about to find out.
So when you think about this whole thing, how this all happened, this all kind of like, I guess I caught your tank top at your booth that Inked Out caught my eye, the one that said Death to Fuckboys. And I was like, okay, there's someone on like, you know, in my crew whose daughter would definitely buy this today because she's like, she lives that sort of attitude. Like, and actually I, you know, being a little bit older and a little bit maybe out of touch with some of the new lingo, I've only recently in the last 6 months learned like what a fuckboy is. So I was just like, yeah, and like how come there aren't more shirts like this, you know, in general? And so I'm just kind of like looking around your booth, and then we saw the pink jackets, and that was when the pink ladies from hell hit me. So I'm like, that's exactly where you guys are, kind of on this like, you know, genre spectrum, right? So let's talk about where did this all come from? Because then there you were, just kind of like raring to go. You're like this ball of energy, like pushing Shyflow out.
So basically I went to college, I got out of college, and I've always been an artist, but I didn't go to school for that. I went to school for PR and advertising. And when I got out of college, I was just like looking for jobs and buying them. Like, so I started to on the side teach myself graphic design because I was just bummed I didn't go to school for that part. I'm like, damn, I should have chosen the other one. But I just started to teach myself, and I always hung out with like skaters, and in that whole skate realm, there's a lot of printers, like printers and like kids that film. That video who has a camera and you DSLR and let's film, bro. So I'm like, perfect. So as I'm teaching myself design, and I'm like, again, also sidebar, I love graphic tees. So I'm like, oh, 1 + 1 = 2. Let me try some. So I just started to like casually like design together in the back of my head. Well, I know a kid that does photography. My own thing. Everyone was doing it. So that was awful. And like Instagram was just sprouting, and I was like, what? So as it came along, the one thing that sealed the deal was the name Chief Low, because I thought of so many different names and none of them mattered. None of them sounded well because nothing made sense. But I was watching this movie, it's called Kung Fu Hustle, and it's kind of like, yes,
love that movie. That's such a good movie.
And the whole premise, I mean, from what I took in, was basically the sun, he was all clouded, and he couldn't find his chief, he couldn't like fight right. And at the end of the movie, he's just like, it happened, and he found his chief. And when they could send that term a few times, I didn't really know what it meant. He can kind of in context figure it out.
Right,
and I looked up the whole idea of it, and I'm like, this is the name of my brand. This is Chief. Chief literally means like your perfect state, like, you know, it translates to air and breath, and it's just the flow of things. And my first like tagline that I ever used was the balance of art and apparel, because it was my art on apparel.
And that's like your PR background.
I was like, how do I make this catchy?
Like,
yeah,
it's cool.
The balance of art. And I was like, oh no. But that was later on, the oh no.
Oh no.
It still makes sense, it still is, but it's bigger than that. But I had to figure that out, probably. I had no idea what I was doing. And I still don't know. Even a quarter of it, because no one does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so much fun. But it's cool. The chief one. Like, oh my god, that's my favorite thing about the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's literally like, it's my chief flow.
Yeah.
When I lose my chief flow, when I lose my state of like calm and balance, I don't get sales. I'm not pumped about the brand. I'm not, like, you know what I mean? Because that happens. Anyway, I'm always pumped about my work. It's like my trial.
Right, right.
You know, everybody gets some trial. So,
yeah.
I don't know, kind of like, it's like my best friend. My only friend.
Well, I mean, like, that's, those are the things that we're supposed to marry ourselves to in life, you know what I mean? And it's like, if you're kind of walking around and you're a little bit lost, and then you find something that's shining light on the path for you, it's like, why would you turn away from that, you know what I mean? So when did that kind of come into focus for you, though? Because, I mean, it's like, obviously, you kind of were searching for something. When did this become, like, a more of a full picture for you?
Okay, so when I first started it, it was 2013, and I count that as my practice year. Like, it's definitely work I put in. But looking back now, I'm proud of everything, but, like, in a way that it's dope, like, it's fun. A lot of the stuff is very funny. I'm best at drawing cartoons, so it's very cartoony, very skater. But I would never wear any of it, and I say that in the best way. And I've never worn any of the clothes.
Okay. I was saying, wait.
I'm literally wearing it right now.
It's just, like, a weird turn that is very visually being contradicted by...
I'm sorry, what I meant was I wouldn't wear the old stuff, in, like, and I say that in the most positive way because I grew, and I see what I was doing then wasn't what the brand is now. So it just makes sense.
Yeah.
So of course I look at it. So, but when I got that focus, because it's been a... It took a lot for me to kind of... You know, because I do it by myself, and I always say that it's not bragging rights when I say that, but it's more of like, or an excuse, it's more of a reason of why I kind of own it and learn it inside and out. Because I want to get it right, or I always wanted to get it right. And so I didn't fully grasp as much as I grasp now until like this past year. And it just so happens that what did that for me was nylon. And I was just, okay, so I used to be a graphic designer last year and a government agency.
No wonder we're all on that same Big Brother page for him. We're like, yo, I've seen some shit, yo. It's happening. Don't tell me it's not happening. It's happening. So I'm actually from the future. I'm John Connor's sister.
How are you? Wow, that'd be really trippy.
And then all of a sudden you're watching this clip and that's what made you decide to jump back in.
Yes, I'd be like, oh my god, you're so late, you're messing up. What are you doing?
Yo, Trump is going to win. No, we got to go back and stop that.
Yeah, so if I switch one of my sentences around, Trump won't win.
Yeah,
so like a good thing.
It's like the Mandela effect, right? Like
yes.
When you do time wave kind of dark.
Yeah,
I'm glad we can talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, back to your
clothing
line,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's like
totally,
we're in that same
Mars,
world.
Which I love. Yeah, Mars is good.
It's better than
Mars.
That Total Recall movie. It's all propaganda.
Yeah.
It's all to make us think we're still on Earth.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to lose feet tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Tangent City. Tangent City. That's what happens when you hang out at Hollow Nine. We kind of all start to discover the secrets of the universe a little bit, you know?
I need to know those.
Yeah, you do. Everybody does. People aren't ready. You're ready to know. Like,
I'm so ready.
The shape flow is working.
Yeah. I'm looking for it every day, so this is step one.
Excellent. Was this part of what the Chi Flow Army is? Like, what, you know, how did... talk about how we got into this sort of edginess that you've got now and what that brought about. Because
okay.
The last army that was, like, really cool like this was the Kiss Army. And I feel like this is kind of like a nice...
Mom, I just got compared to the Kiss Army.
It's
like tell the family.
It's a nice spiritual successor, I think. I think they would be happy to know about it, you know.
I got it. Somebody called Kiss.
Yeah.
We get Kiss here?
I actually know somebody who does, the firm does Gene Simmons' tax returns. I might be able to pull this off.
So you know
this could happen. We may make this work.
That was great. Love Gene.
I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. We'll see what we could do.
Awesome.
You know, there's always wheels turning. There's always wheels
Same.
Turning.
Same. I like that value. All right. Good. Good to know. So, Chief of Army and the Edge is always, how can I put it? The Edge was literally always there just because. Okay, so you know the movie Natural Born Killers.
Oh, thank you. Thank God we're going there.
Naturally born of that. And I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, since I was a kid, I've always been. I don't always look for it. I don't need to or choose to look for different manga, but like try doing that stuff. But I always felt different. I always like related to the outcasts, people that didn't generally like go work with the crowd. I always gravitated toward those people, and they always gravitated toward me. And so, like, when I say that, it just means that has to do with being born bad or whatever. But it more so saying that like, you're born with something sometimes that separates you and have it, you know. From other people and from the general masses, and like I will always have that, you know, and you accept it and you love it and you make it what you are a part of. You can either choose to, you know, grow up and try to fit in and like to defend yourself, or you can try to contribute to your people, you know what I mean. And like, I'm no one special, so it was a lot for me to be like, okay, everybody join my club.
Mm-hmm.
So, but over time, the fact that people even wanted to, it doesn't make me any, like, it makes me so, it makes me feel like I could affect them more than vice versa. So, and by getting more exposure, that's the only way for that word to get out there more, to be okay. Because, like, a lot of people feel like they can't say, you know, I'm a bad girl in front of my teacher. Why? She didn't make a man a sandwich. It's fun. She's in school, you know, like what the hell.
Yeah.
Or sure, black as my soul. Like that's another one. Or like, you know, I have the effect on someone like beanies. I'm a loser. Mm-hmm. It's okay, like to be that way, but it's genuine because I know me. I genuinely felt those ways. What better way is wear your literal heart on your literal soul?
Literally,
and kind of really own it though, in a way that it's not just another trend or another come and go. No matter what happens, I want to be able to make a staple or make an imprint.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
And then whatever, because we never know.
Right.
But like, as long as I can make stuff that people like and that will kind of help them, like, you know, make them laugh when they see me. It's like, you know how many people at the tattoo convention come by and go, that's the fuckboy. Oh my god, fair. And I was like, yes, you get it. Like,
yeah.
it's funny.
But there's also something about the fact that there's that energy out there, that wave is out there, and it's almost like all those people walking by are people waiting to see someone like you, waiting for a beacon to kind of be like, all right, finally, I'm not the only one, you know what I mean? So, is there, do you feel like there's something important about finding your voice in that kind of a storm, especially with sort of the way the world has been changing a lot in the last couple of years, that like communication is something that's kind of being tested a lot right now. And from talking to you, it's clear that there's like a psychology that you've thought about all of this and that you're very, very conscious of the choices you're making with the things that you're designing and the way you want it to be perceived. Do you feel like there's like part of your driving mission is in that? That it's like important to be at that level that you're communicating out to the world?
Yes, I think that's important because when I put things out there like that, and I do put thought into what I'm designing, like I said, especially a lot more now, as opposed to when I first started, because I didn't know what was going on for myself. But always, from the first design, it was always turning negative into positive. One of my other first designs, it was a picture of, like, I drew a cartoon wolf, and he's all bloody. zombie. He had like teeth growing up and shit. But he had sunglasses on, palm trees, and like little suns, and said, "How are you looking?" And he was like, "Yeah." And it was just, it's like turning, like, because I remember I felt really shitty that day, and I was like really mad, and I was like, I felt like a dead zombie dog, I guess. And I like drew one. And then I was like, "This is funny. You should have little sunglasses on, like little palm trees, because the future is bright." You know? So, and you know, no matter what, I always wanted to be, it doesn't have to necessarily be a negative thing, but it's always a positive thing. You know what I mean? Some people see the word death and they're like, "Oh, how could you put death to a like F boy on a t-shirt and a dagger next?" And I'm like, "Because who cares? It's okay. Like, it's cool, you know." But I don't do it just because it's cool. I do it because, and something else I think that picks up is the authenticity of the rest. Because cool people like it, and that brings value to my soul.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Please, okay. Do. Feel free.
Like, I'm this, I'm that.
Completely uncensored.
Perfect. So, but like, I don't know. So, not only to put positive stuff out there, I mean, even at the tattoo convention, there was a kid, she was like 15, she was like, "You know, I follow you on Instagram," and she was like, "I'm an artist too." She's like, "Someday I want to make t-shirts." And I was like, "Oh, cool. Like, this is awesome.
You're
that could happen
people.
Once in my life, and that's all I need."
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that's not what I did, started it for. Like, I started to reach out and like make a cool brand, but I didn't expect that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And in my wildest dreams, in the sense of like, that's so brand.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool. If I could just keep doing it that way and like keep having like people like it to the sense of it being something to them. That's all. Like, it's like a, I kind of describe it as your favorite album.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up a CD and you relate to it, a song. You know, like, it's more than just a t-shirt with like a skull on it. You know what I mean? At least to me.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was put out what I felt and just have other people feel it.
So, what's the response been like? You know, have you had a lot of people reaching out to you talking about wanting to sort of maybe follow a similar path to you? And yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Just tell me a little bit about
it. So, I do get a lot of, and in a very, I don't know how to say it, in a very down to earth way, but like, I do get a lot of, "Oh my God, I want to start my own line. You inspire me. What do I do?" Or ABC, so forth, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm glad you took it to the third one. Because I was like, you know, okay, the so on and so forth, I feel like it's so overused, but I'm like, but if it's being mocked, that works for me. Very West Side Story of you, Switchblade, I like
it. So,
this is all about trying to make you feel comfortable. It's
I do get a lot of questions. I know where it comes from. You said you were inspired. That's the nicest thing ever. You don't have to say that. I can't give people answers all the time like that because for several reasons.
Yeah.
Because I had to do research now.
Yeah, yeah. It's called learning.
Yeah, it's called Google.
This is the struggle. The struggle is real.
Yeah,
you
gotta put yourself through it to get any type of respect. And
right.
Like, that's why it's not like, it's never gonna be like, and there's nothing wrong with where anybody gets their money from, but you know, it's not money from my parent. It's not that way.
Yeah.
So that's how I do it. I'm like, well, why do you guys do it?
Yeah.
I'll be like,
yeah.
Fuck though. I'll buy your stuff.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's like, a rising tide helps all the ships, but you got to build the fucking ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not giving you a boat.
Art, right?
I'm not just giving you a boat, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
No one gave me a boat.
I just built. I built my boat for 4 years. Why are you gonna build?
Holy shit! That's why you like it. That's the other thing too. Is
exactly.
That's why, I mean, like, you know. For our network, we're kind of in the first year, but all of us are people from networks that have been around for a couple years,
right.
And we wanted to do our own thing. And everybody's noticing, all right, well, it's a little bit different because we're not automatically getting access to this thing. We're not automatically getting access to these people, but we're also finding, like, a whole sort of new world to be living in. And so when you're kind of getting that kind of response from people, like you were even saying, like, you already can see how you've grown from your own sort of looking back at how you started and where you're going. when you're getting this kind of feedback, is that influencing how you're evolving? Like, do you kind of feel like the impact you're having is changing the way you're seeing what you're doing and making you kind of plan more for the future?
Yes, absolutely. So there's two types of impact. That first impact, the one where people are just asking me for advice, that helps me plan in a sense of I gotta not be, in the beginning I was more, yeah, everybody, people. And there's nothing wrong with that because that comes from that love and that true, I want to be your friend mentality, that family style, Chico Army, join, let's all be together forever in a rainbow sunshine. But as I see my brand has a more value, I'm like, I'm like, I have to keep it safe. And I can't just, everyone's always my friend in the Chico Army, but I'm saying I can't go and tell people my, like, what I do. And it's not brain, it's not rocket science, it's literally just increasing. The second way that I receive feedback was such a, this is my favorite way, it's like, oh my god, I just broke up with my boyfriend and I wore the bad girlfriend t-shirt out and he saw me and I'm so happy, and I get that and I save every single one, and like, I literally, like, it makes my day, and that helps me stay true and still put out my crazy ass thoughts. Because I know that nothing always works, that you need, like, to, you know, not that I don't always put out magic as much as people do. But it's like, you know, I have the shirt, True Love is Robbing a Bank to Get. These are all, you just be like Facebook status in mind. I got a lot of likes. That's how I would gauge, and that's a good tip. Like, why not? It comes from me, and that's a thought that I saw that people responded to, so I'm like, I gotta make a t-shirt like that.
See, that's kind of, it's interesting because a lot of people's complaint about Facebook is that, you know, who wants to read everybody's thoughts all the time? But it's different when you're not just saying, hey, I just went to the bank and it was fun and now I'm home cooking dinner. It's like when you're like, True Love is Robbing a Bank together, that's like, I had a profound moment that I can't just hold on to by myself. I need people to experience this with me.
Yeah,
so that it's real.
Like, it's so true. Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting that, like, creatives can use it to kind of gauge how in tune you are, or how many people there are that were in tune with your frequency, you know what I mean?
Yeah, who's the real government?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. This is all Jedi mind trick shit anyway.
Yeah. Where are we really?
So who do you find are, like, your sort of typical Chico Army recruits? Do you have, like, sort of like a characteristic, or is it sort of very all-inclusive, or do you kind of find there's a similar vibe to the people that join up?
The similar vibe would be that does bring attention to me, that specific time. Similar, it would be that it's just people from all shapes, colors, sizes, gender, anything. It really is. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of it all, but I'm just saying that I'm like, especially like, it's really cool. And it's like a good thing to achieve, kind of, also, because I'm not a man, but designing for men is pretty cool. But a similar attribute of anybody that supports Chico would be that they just, they get it. It's not a secret that there's just certain people that out of norm stuff clicks with, and it's just cool. And, you know, not everybody even wears it that loves it, because they think they can't pull it off, or they don't know what they think, or they wear it, you know.
Yeah.
But they still get like, oh my god, like, I felt like that one day once, haha.
Yeah.
And but like, that even is like, the people that just don't would be like that. People that are like, ooh, I can't even read that word on a shirt, or like, who would, and it's not like that happens so often, like, but thankfully that I see or hear about, which it's fine if it does, but really care about yourself out there. But it's not so much that, like, there's so many people that can relate. Like I said, that's why I said it's like an album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a good CD, which I need to do design, because a lot of people can feel it. But it's the people that literally just are wouldn't wear anything edgy, or like do anything edgy, I guess. And that word edgy is really corny, so, but for lack of a better term.
Sure.
You know, like, edgy.
It's like a very 90s kind of thing. So, like, when we used to be able to say MTV style and it meant something, and now it's like, dude, MTV is like TLC, it's a big reality show network. Yeah. Like, there's nothing music about it.
Yeah.
Like the edge has been blunted. Like, there is no edge. Now it's just a cliff, a flat cliff, and you gotta jump off it.
Yeah, you jump off if you want to leave.
Oh my god. So,
but
wow.
You know what I mean, right? They're
yeah.
Kind of,
well, there's also, I mean, one of the things that I think is easy to respond to about the Chief brand, about you, about like the presence. I feel like I was very fortunate to sort of experience this in person and then be like, I have to talk to her. Like, this is, there's something going on here. There's like a severe lack of pretentiousness about it. You know, like, as we're sitting here talking, I'm kind of like, this is like prepping me to interview Lady Gaga someday. But I'm like talking to like someone who's like real.
Lady Gaga.
Like, not pretentious and talking to, like, you know, the sort of industry bastardized kind of thing, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Like, she thought it was, like, and this is just something I respond to as somebody who does interviews, but she thought she was being courteous by telling Barbara Walters she would take her sunglasses off for her to interview her. And to me, I see that and I go, I don't care what level of your career you're at. That, to me, is just, like, such a level of disrespect for the fact that without this interest in what you're doing, you wouldn't even be being interviewed right now. You know what I mean?
Treat everybody equally. And that's another thing. And thank you for that. That means a lot. And I think that's great that gets put out there without having to be said. And when it is said, it means the world to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there is a lot of respect. Respect, keyword. Like the fact that she thought to keep her sunglasses off, like, she's not going to roll with a lot of people. Now.
Right. Yeah.
And those people.
Exactly.
You need to roll with them, okay? Because you're the dark alleyway one day, Lady Gaga.
I'd like to think people are going to come out of the woodwork and save my.
Yeah, you would like, you know? and not even in that violent. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, you just don't want. You never. Why would you ever let anybody let them hear that? Like, that's rude.
And
people, it's going to come back in whatever way. But that's, you know, that's also, she's in such a level of fame. She's probably like on literally some other universe plateau.
Sure.
Mentally, we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, it says so much more, and you are so much more when everybody knows the deal that you're a genuine person.
Yeah.
And let them know.
Yeah.
It's better than let them know you're a bitch. She's like the B word.
Yeah, hey, you know, it was on a t-shirt at the stand, and I wasn't sure if I could talk to her or not, but then she had a huge smile on her face, and I'm like, this is like the Joker in Harley Quinn.
Oh my god,
backing into all these things, too. I'm like the bastard love child between the interviewer and Interview with a Vampire and Marc Maron on this podcast.
Oh, it's, what a good mashup. That's great. You are.
That's what I'm going.
Yeah, you are that mashup. Yeah.
So what have you done that you kind of never thought you would do as a result of starting this? Like, what are some experiences that were kind of like miraculous surprises that, you know, had you never started on this journey, you would have never had it?
Okay, so I like that question. I actually just got me excited because, holy crap, but I literally, so I always loved clothes. I love style. Like, I love to dress and wear things. I also always loved art. And I would always ask, whatever. But I never thought about going into clothing design. It just so happens that all those things together make this like love child of cool clothes. So, that being said, the first, like, not only do so many different kinds of creatives want to talk and meet and work together, which is so dope because I respect that so wholeheartedly, like anybody that with a camera or anybody that interviews or anybody that makes this thing in the garage or that makes this thing in a factory, like, oh my god, like all of Andy Warhol's factory, like, you know what I mean, like all the artists coming together, like that's the coolest thing. I have an identity, you know, because of this, and like I can talk to these other creators with identities because of those tools. Really cool. So that's one thing. But as I started to put my clothing in different stores, with Black Flag, Shop and Pass, I had a camo jacket, a 2-for-1 jacket, one of my first ones. And it's camo and it says, here to stay, 2-for-1. And I find out, because I got tagged on Instagram, that Fetty Wap on it. And I was like, like you'll never find out. Like, that face. And it was just excellent. I literally, the next day, I was like driving to a job I had, and I was like, she's my trap queen. But that happens, and little things like that, he will never, and I've tried, by the way. I was like, where's all of his agents? And I need to contact him and like get him to, and I couldn't. It was hard. He was just getting big at that time. So everybody wanted it. But that doesn't matter. He'll never maybe have another hit in my movie again. I tagged him like that. He has so many followers. But the point is, I know that someone like that of relevance in pop culture, no matter what or how I stand on pop culture and idolizing whatever, I like that song. And also, he's cool and he's a good dude. He's from Jersey and he bought my stuff and he liked it. And this is that. Sometimes I need that, because especially in those days, I didn't know what I was making translate to people that I respected fashion wise or music wise. You know what I mean? Like, and to have that little reassurance was great, and all I need is to be cool. And little things like that that happen, let alone. You know, the next big thing was like actually to continue the story before when I told you it was it just so happened that I wasn't with them anymore, and that same day I was all bummed out and I get an email from Nylon, and like when I tell you like goals, like I used to email them to take a look at my stuff, and they totally knew not to email me back, and I say that again, I'm proud that I know why. It just wasn't ready yet.
Right.
And when they emailed me, I was like, I think I like passed that. I don't even remember. But I was like, why? It was like Cheapo X Nylon, and I was like, Mom, am I reading this right? And I just, can you tell them my mom went away? I was like, and I was like, that's awesome. And I got ready to take it to that next level. I was actually really bummed that day about everything. I was like, okay, when is it gonna happen? Yeah. You know, but you just have to keep on doing the same thing and work. And as long as you work, I guess that's when something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that they noticed me meant, it just, again, you need that other, you know, now I'm like, okay, I put you guys on a high level, you put me on some sort of level, let's go. Mm-hmm. So I was already, and then from there, it kept for me getting more serious. And I saw, and honestly, the tattoo convention, that was my first tattoo convention. I saw that bizarre thing like that before, but the tattoo convention was when I saw what else my life would be doing, and now I have a schedule to wind up, because I loved where that took the brand and the people I met and who was there, and they totally changed. They got two conventions filled with non-normies, you know? Really awesome pieces, you know, and like, so things like that, you know.
The more fearless, the people who aren't afraid to live as themselves, right?
Yes, well said, seriously. And those are people I love and that I need to just be around. Mm. My God, we just bounce off each other, ping pong. It's great.
I mean, it seems like it's serendipity that we met there too, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, this is kind of like, we're living an example of it right now. Like, the different, let's take it meta, let's get meta. Like, honestly, have you read House of Leaves? Have you ever heard of that book?
No.
You would probably love that book.
Tell me
it's about like
it.
It's a new sort of. It actually was like probably in my mind the first real meta fiction. And this is gonna be a little sidebar we're going on here, but whatever. And it's like a story within a story within a story.
Inception.
It actually is Inception, but way cooler. Like, if you could think about cooler than Inception, like Inception. If it was written by the guy who wrote Fight Club, like thinking.
Oh my God, he's my favorite author, by the way.
So Chuck Palahniuk, absolutely. I haven't read the sequel to Fight Club yet.
I haven't either.
It's supposed to be awesome.
Really?
I'm really looking forward to it.
My favorite one by him, by the way, I love Choke and Survivor. Is that the guy that punched the
page? Yeah.
Like the first page, like, I'm about to crash this plane, and then it goes backwards.
Yeah. Well, that, you might really fall in love with something like House of Leaves.
House of Leaves starts
out about this guy who dies, right? And the people in his apartment building are cleaning out his apartment, and it's like really weird inside. Like all the shades are glued to the windows, and the windows are painted black, and there's no lights, and there's drawers full of candles. But it turns out the guy was blind anyway, and he had in his apartment, he had this trunk, and when they opened it, there was a manuscript for a book. And this new guy who moved into the building takes the manuscript and starts reading it. And the book is like him describing a documentary he watched to all these other people who would write his description down. And the documentary is about this crazy house in Virginia. And it's on this on Leave Avenue or whatever. The house, when the people who move into it, the guy who moves in is a photojournalist who got famous for taking pictures of Vietnam. And the house, he's noticing weird things about the house. It's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside when they measure it. And all of a sudden, one day, this door just appears. And when they open the door, it goes into this hallway that like never ends. And so like, so this documentary is about this house and this blind guy was telling it to these other people, and this new guy who works at a tattoo shop is reading the book.
Wow. That's insane. And the whole time you're reading it.
And the whole time, but no, I've had friends who have recommended it to, and friends that have been reading it after I read it.
Right.
And it's the first 50 pages is a little slow. You got to kind of get through the first 50 pages. Then it starts to get crazy. But there are people that have said that like they had to stop reading it because things that were happening to the character in the book were starting to happen to them.
Oh my God, like,
it's actually, I've given it to a lot of people as Christmas gifts because I'm like, this is the best book I've ever read in my life. I would definitely recommend it because you definitely seem like you're in the right like zone to kind of jive with it. You know what I mean? Like.
It sounds awesome.
It's like so deep and meta. Like in parts of the book, the guy's like, yeah, so then someone handed me a copy of the book you're reading right now. Like, you're like, what? It's like the never ending story on drugs. You know what I mean?
Whoa. Say no more. You sold me.
I'll link you to it when we're done here.
Yeah, but definitely. No, I love that.
That's the kind of stuff that, like, you know, when you find other people that I'm like, I think you would dig this.
Yeah, and that's
it,
that thing.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, I think when people like who are in this kind of world, we're in this kind of creative world, meet with each other, it's sort of like, even that's a little bit of a validation that we're kind of doing the right thing. Because like when I started this, I kind of pictured like, all right, we're going to talk about TV shows, maybe we'll get to meet some of the people who star on the TV shows. And then I'm like, I'm meeting all these other people at these conventions and these events that are so cool, that have awesome stories. And I've always loved Interview with a Vampire. You know, like I've always loved that. So the idea of this guy who just collects these stories, and then I can like have this platform that I can put them out there on, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like we're all just like chilling together. It's almost like, hey, I found these cool people, and if you're listening to our stuff, you'll probably think
they're cool too.
You know, so
we're all one.
And I'd much rather be one in like a creative cloud where everyone's allowed to be themselves than be one in like a world that sort of seems like the world is becoming now. It's like this weird gray area of everybody's angry and hates each other and, you know, like ready to get violent about it quickly. It's sort of, and do you find any of that to be disruptive to being creative? Like, I find that sometimes I'm kind of like, my energy is being sapped by all this shit.
It's like, and on the creative depressing, depressing way, like, what matters?
Right,
like,
right.
Like, you know, because sometimes you just want to get through, like, get through to people that there's a bigger picture that's not the picture they think it's big. There's like an underlying just peace and serenity you can have if you just open up your brain.
Is there anything you do to get through that? Like, is there any kind of creative process that helps you get through some of that? Like,
I like to bring myself back down to earth in the sense of like, and when I say that, it's because we can all lose ourselves in that. And that, like, what matters? But it's like, you know, I'll stay alone and I'll read. I'll watch cool movies and I'll get all pumped because I'll see some Tarantino film and I'm like, I'm gonna Kill Bill too. Okay, new design. Like, you know, like you gotta get back to what you love. You gotta like meet yourself, or at least I do. and then I'm back in the shop because it's easy to lose.
Yeah.
But it's also easy to win it right back because that's your baby, that's your homie, that's your posse, you know, all the fictional stuff and all the stuff that got you through the night, regardless, you know, so.
Awesome.
Good stuff.
Do you have like a driving philosophy, or have you kind of designed a mantra for yourself in the course of all of this? Is there something that's sort of like your driving philosophy of life?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. So Chief Flow in general, like the actual philosophy of us, always gotta find your Chief Flow. And I'll literally use that in everyday life in the sense of like, I'll be like, relax, man, find the Chief Flow. Or I'll be like, don't hit me in the Chief Flow, that hurts. Like, you know, like, and it's just a very, like, you keep that with you. That's certainly philosophy, like, something that I live by. Also, the whole born bad thing, that is something I really want to hone in on eventually, because it doesn't mean born bad, like, I was taught that we were born, so, but I'm not talking about that, like, right. It's more of, you're born, and with whatever you're born with, and you have to feel guilty about it, so it's fun to say, yeah, I'm bad, whatever, I'm evil. I actually just made a hoodie, it says evil, wicked, mean, and nasty. I love that. It's actually an old school, tattoo they used to get in prisons, and it's nothing gang related or anything like that. Like, you know, but it's just something. It's literally the idea of saying, "Yeah, I'm in prison. I'm so bad. I must be evil, wicked, mean, and nasty for me tattooed." And it's like that literal. Like, if people have any sort of opinion on you, it doesn't matter. So you might as well just be like, yep, I'm bad. You don't want to get to know me then, and know what it really is about. You don't want to focus on the good things about people, no matter what they look like or what they've been through. That's your problem. You know what I mean? I'm bad, evil, wicked, mean, and nasty. Put that on my tombstone.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you that when I first approached you and did the interview that you were thinking, like, I gotta make sure I talk about this, or even in the time, because I know it's like we've been kind of playing a little phone tag, we've been trying to fit into each other's, like, you know,
schedules.
Yeah, it's kind of been like the universe is spinning, and we're trying to get the two planets to align a little bit.
I think we've actually covered everything, because I love to just in general talk about what we're talking about.
Yeah, cool.
You know, so.
All right. Well, I think there's some like kind of quick fun ones at you. Like, who's your favorite comic book character?
And comic book character.
Yeah, and why?
I'm gonna go with the Joker.
Yeah.
Because he's born bad, you know. Come on, he's awesome. I love that guy. Anything Batman. I love Gotham. I love, you know, I'm not gonna say that I'm huge into a lot of comic books, but I always was big into Batman because I love the dark stuff.
That's nice.
Cool. So
and then, like, as far as like any movies lately that really kind of resonate with you, and like I watch it every day.
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill
is like, I actually watched Kill Bill 1 and 2 every night before bed in high school.
Nice.
Shapes me to be the woman I am today. Kill Bill and Tarantino are huge. Tarantino is such a big influence on my life. I love everything. Hit him, and I love Danny Trejo and Machete, and I think that shows a lot in a lot of the stuff I've done, a lot of the photo shoots. Like, no matter what I do, there's always some type of, I like the fantasy element, but it's a very genuine and wholesome fantasy of like good people. There's a lot of good people in these movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, good hearted, like, lessons you can learn. And amongst all the, you know, kung fu and the surreal fighting scenes and stuff, there's like Pai Mei, who is, you know, a cool dude that just
Wanted her to learn the philosophy before.
He knew.
It's funny. It's like, whenever I talk to people and we start to get on this level, I always say, you know, like, This is going to sound funny, but a movie that I love for that is the original Karate Kid. The whole way that, like, Mr. Miyagi basically Jedi mind tricked the guy into training himself to be a kung fu master.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Like awesome.
And I remember watching it going, like, every time Daniel, like, complains or says, I don't want to do this, or why aren't you teaching me? Like, what this guy must have thought going, kid, you've got 6 weeks to learn how to not get your ass kicked anymore. And I'm taking years of training and condensing it into, you know what, if you sand my whole yard, you'll be strong enough to do this shit. You know what I mean? So he's like, I just had to like come up with a mathematical equation of the universe to get you ready in an accelerated amount of time.
Yeah, and to teach you the correct way.
And that's a kind of movie that, like, I don't think even when it came out, it was intended to have that kind of an impact, but when, like, I can already tell, like, we watch movies a little bit differently than other people do, so I'm like, you know, like, when you see those things, you're like, how come nobody makes a bigger deal about this? You know what I mean? Like, thinking of things in this way, and thinking of things in a different way that could actually lead you to an even greater level of, you know, success or ability.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. And those are little treats in films like that, and that creates the whole, and the love for those films is that whole cult feeling, that cult classic. Man, but the people that understand the cult classic are like the winners.
Yeah.
Because they are so classic. They're so good.
It's like a cloth that not many people are cut from anymore.
Yeah,
either,
but so, it's true. Know. And that's something that we have to appreciate. Because there's not always going to be people that understand it. That could be so disheartening.
Yeah.
It could be the worst, actually. When you just want someone to get what you're trying to say in the largest or smallest of ways. But when there's someone that does get it, it's like, to the nth degree, to the nth power, better, times 4 million billion light years,
exactly.
Something like that.
And that's hard. I mean, I think probably people like us, like, there are those nights that we don't sleep and we're fine because I had so much more going on that I had to, like, dedicate to for stuff like this.
Yeah.
Or, like, stuff you're designing. And the rest of the world is like, man, go to sleep. And you're like, no. This is why the world's falling apart. Because too many people go to sleep and they don't, like, take this as far as it needs to go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, that's why.
Nothing's too small.
Yeah.
And nothing's, you know, too big. Nothing's,
and that's kind of why I feel like this is sort of almost important for people like us to do, too. Because I'm like, all right, our audience isn't super huge right now. But once it gets there and then people start going back and listening to stuff like this, it's like, we're putting the wave out there. Like, a wave of, like, it's okay to be creative and to be different.
And that does help. Like, you know, like, that makes people feel accepted and better. I know that's what I needed at one point.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you can tell, this was probably one of the most fun interviews I've had the pleasure of doing, and if you ever get a chance to meet or hang out with Christina, I absolutely suggest you take that opportunity. And for those of you looking for an opportunity to go find out more about Chief Lo and see her in the field, see some stuff up front, get an idea of what kind of the clothes look like, try them on yourself, even buy some, you can catch her this weekend, if you're listening to this on the day that the episode drops, coming up. This would be the weekend of November 4th, 5th and 6th at the Atlantic City Tattoo Expo. That is going to be at Bailey's in Atlantic City this weekend from November 4th through the 6th. I know Chief Lo is going to have a booth there. So, you know what? Experience the awesomeness that is the flow of chi. Thank you very much for tuning in to Hollow Nine Spotlight. We appreciate it. Be sure to rate and review us and spread the word, man. You know, go to chiflow.com. It's chi-flow.com. It's all over the place. It's all over the video. It's everywhere. It's on Facebook. Check out her stuff. Tell her Hollow Nine sent you. Keep your ear here for the very best in fan-made media. I'm Dave the Clone, signing off. You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. Follow us on Twitter at Hollow Nine Cast. That's Hollow, the number 9, I-N-E, cast. Email us at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Or find us at our home site, hollow9.podomatic.com. Be sure to check out our affiliate, fangirlzone.com. Find us on Facebook. Rate and review us on iTunes. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.